Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, guess what? We have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. Now, some things happen on Friday. You know this, right? And you're thinking, well, Jeff, you normally share this with us at 3. I know, and I didn't do it, so shame on me, but I have to share a couple of things. On Friday, I wear red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. And generally speaking, I'll put on a red T-shirt if the laundry fairy has dropped by and put it in rotation, or even red shorts or what have you. Well, anyway, I'm all dressed up like I'm doing TV or something. And so thankfully, and I do mean thankfully, my dear friend Emily Morrissey, Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com down there in Midlothian, has saved me once again. Happens all the time with Emily. She's such an amazing young lady. We love Emily. What can I tell you? But I am today wearing red via a bracelet from Emily. Were it not for Emily, I'd be out of uniform, and then, you know, people would be upset. And but I'm not. I am able to pass inspection thanks to Emily. I want to let you know, Monday afternoon at 3:05, Tony Martin is going to be joining us. Tony Martin is the owner and operator of New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Why? Are we going to talk guns? Nope. Although we could. Are we going to talk firearms of any sort? Ammunition? Nope, nope. We're going to talk about Tony being threatened for daring to display a sign supporting Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares. People at this point on the left seem to feel that they have the right to tell anyone who doesn't agree with them politically that you need to go away. This is about as un-American as it possibly gets. I tell you something else that's bugging me, right? I keep hearing people tell me, you know, Jeff, it's on both sides. Well, here's the reality. It's not. That's the truth. Are there people on both sides who say stupid things? Absolutely. Are there even people on both sides who say things that are irresponsible or hateful or, well, yeah. That is true. But as I look at what's happening with actual calls to violence being answered, I don't see or hear or read from leading figures on the right that violence should be perpetrated on those people on the left who have a different point of view. I don't see that. Is it out there? Well, if you think that it is, then by all means, you send it to me so that I can expose it, because I don't want that on my side if it is happening. But I take a look at who it is that had his life almost snuffed out twice, right? We got two assassination attempts on President Trump. Both committed by people. Deranged people, for sure. Evil people, absolutely. Crazy people, probably. But on the left. And advocating leftist positions. We have Charlie Kirk, a 31-year-old young father, assassinated. Didn't even have a moment to wish his kids well or say I love you to his wife, right? Because again, if you watched the video, and I know for many it's very difficult, it's very hard, and you probably don't want to see it, and that's fine. Believe me when I tell you, I'm not asking anybody to watch it. That's why I didn't share it on any social media. Because if you want to see it, it's out there. It seems to be readily available, and so if you want to see it, you see it. But I simply offer this as someone who knows a thing or two. As I watched that video, and again, Heidi was watching it with me, and I didn't mean to say it out loud. I did. When I saw it, I was, oh, he's dead. I said, well, you don't have, well, how? Why? You know, I mean, it doesn't look good. She said, look, here's new, you know, the news stories. He's taken to the hospital. He's in critical condition. I said, not a chance. There's not a chance. You don't survive something. In fact, I would say again, right? He was dead before he hit the ground. I mention that because many of us who know one or two things about what happens when this part of your body is impacted, right? You look at that shot and you say, okay, well, human body has somewhere between 8 and 12 pints of blood. You see the blood pouring out of that poor guy. It's got to be 2 quarts that hit the ground before he hits the ground. And you say, yeah, you can't, right? I mean, can't put a tourniquet on a neck. Even if you could find the carotid artery or the jugular vein, I think it probably hit both looking at the blood loss. But either way, let's say it only hit one. What are you going to do? You're going to find it and somehow you're going to, what, put a finger in there, squeeze it off? It just, the answer's no. The answer's no. So some of us, not me, in fact, I haven't talked about that. The only thing I talked about was the crazy people who were claiming that the 200-yard shot with apparently a pretty good quality scope somehow had to have been committed by a CIA operative or a military sniper or blah, blah, blah. It's like, ah, oh, dude. And then you've got some of the Jew haters who have popped up saying, oh, well, this is clearly Mossad. Israel must have done this. Why would Israel do it? First of all, Charlie Kirk was one of the most passionate supporters of Israel I've ever seen. You've got to remember, Kirk was a devoted Christian. He loves my people. He loved my people. He supported Israel any possible way that he could. So that was just moronic. But again, motivated by hate. Right? People who hate the Jews decided the Jews somehow did this. And I don't want to have those people labeled as being on the right, because I don't think they're on the right. I don't think they're conservative in any way. I think they're idiots. They're knuckle-dragging anti-Semitic slugs. But I digress. But there are those on the left who are complaining now that Charlie Kirk's death was instantaneous. They are sad that he did not live long enough to suffer. I saw this on social media today. I thought, you know, we really have crossed the Rubicon. This is now where crazy is in control and evil crazy seems to be taking the lead as they're coming around the third corner here. So we got to be aware of this stuff. We got to be aware of it locally, which is, again, why I am asking. What will the Chesterfield County Public Schools do about the dean of students who, according to reports, posted a celebratory comment about the murder of Charlie Kirk? I don't live in Chesterfield, but I'll tell you right now, I don't want somebody like that teaching my kids. I don't want somebody like that anywhere near my kids. Which brings us to the question of Dot Heffron. We are told today, and Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has addressed this, saying that Dot Heffron, who is an elected member of the Chesterfield County Board of Education. She is an elected Democrat. In fact, she's a big-time Chesterfield County Democrat. She's one of the leaders of the Chesterfield County Democrat. She's one of the most vocal supporters and campaigners for Abigail Spamberger. Did she really share on her Instagram feed a positive reaction to the murder of Charlie Kirk? Quote, call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. How despicable is that? First of all, that anybody would claim that Charlie Kirk was a Nazi would demonstrate their ignorance and their hatred. And then you want to celebrate his murder? So what happens? Can an elected member of any board anywhere be removed by the governor or the attorney general? Or I don't know. Will Abigail Spamberger stand up and renounce her supporters' comments? I again hope fervently that Dot Heffron will reach out to us and say, just so you know, it really wasn't me. I don't know how it got on my page, but it wasn't me. Because if she says that, I will be more than happy to share it, and I will be somewhat relieved, even though she and I will disagree on every single political issue there is. But if, in fact, these are her words, call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis, I don't think she belongs on the Chesterfield County Board of Education. I think the Chesterfield County Democrat Party should have the courage to stand up and condemn her and get rid of her. I think Abigail Spamberger should say, I don't want your support. And I don't think somebody who is talking about another human being, the father of two small children, and his murder, and saying that he's a Nazi, I'm not quite so sure I want her involved with my Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. It's 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Coming up at 435, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be with us. We've got cars we're going to talk about. You always got cars we're going to talk about. What are we doing for our cars? How are we helping our cars? Are our cars whispering to us? My car doesn't whisper to me. It may shout every once in a while. Blares its horn every once in a while, but Stan is really the car whisperer. He knows what's going on with your car, even sometimes when your car doesn't know what's going on with your car. But Stan, during the week, you know, will be found at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or over at Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. But Fridays at 4:35, he's right here, News Radio WRBA. Saturday morning, 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. So you do not want to miss the sneak peek. It's going to be great to chat with Stan this afternoon. I know there's so much going on. We've got John Reed joining us at 5:05, our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. Monday at 3:05, my friend Tony Martin from New American Arms is going to be here. Tony Martin and the team at New American Arms right now are being threatened. They are being threatened by apparently leftists who are angry that they are displaying a campaign sign supporting Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Biaras. So I spent a couple of hours over there at New American Arms today. And, you know, it's always interesting to be there. It's a great crew. They're my guys, if you will. But Tony and I had a very, very extensive conversation about this. And I said, would you do me a favor? Come on the air Monday at 3:05. Let's get to the bottom of it. So he will. It is 4:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, it absolutely is. And we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We've got John Reed joining us just about a half hour from now. My friend John, who is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. Still trying to figure out what's going on in terms of a possible debate with his Democrat opponent. Haven't heard anything about it, and I am curious to know what Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones have to say about some of these other folks who are just engaged in the most vile behavior, celebrating the murder of a young father. I haven't heard anything, and I am hoping that I will hear something, that somebody on the other side will say, hey,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, yeah, this is absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling. Well, anyway, we will talk a little bit more about that Monday afternoon. Just a quick reminder, 3:05. Tony Martin is going to be with us. Tony's a friend. He's the owner and the operator of New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. I was actually over there today for a couple of hours. Tony is being threatened because he has on his property, his private property, he has a sign supporting Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares. And he is being threatened now because of that. So when he told me that story today, I was in there for some other stuff. But when he told me that story, I said, man, I don't know what you're doing Monday, but Monday at 3:05, if you are available, I'd like to get you on the air to talk about it. So I'm very happy to say he's agreed, and he will be here Monday at 3:05. Okay, so that's all the good housekeeping. And I have to tell you how thrilled I am to welcome in my my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. During the week, of course, you find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or over at Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, good afternoon, and what a couple of weeks for me, for the nation, and just crazy. So I'll say this. I am a very big believer in family, and I will just say hold on to your loved ones like never before, because you'll never know where evil might try to take you out or where this world will just call your final number. So you've always known me to be the type to realize when I tell you goodbye and I tell you I love you, I mean it. And I mean it because life is just so short and so precious that we ought to take advantage of every second we have. And so that being said, didn't mean to start off heavy. You and I both know that I also had a very big health scare over the last 2 weeks. I apologize for a couple of reruns, guys. I had a major issue with coronated arteries where they were basically clogged. Sorry, my heart ones, not the neck ones. And so through the grace of God, somehow with 190% blockage, they found it. I did not have a heart attack. They were able to fix it. And I walked out of there, and I felt fixed. And I couldn't remember a time, really, when I'd been to the hospital at all, but I never thought you'd walk in like it was a car shop and walk out fixed. But that's what they did. The doctor fixed me. It was Dr. Yasin over at Henrico Doctors Forest. He did an absolutely amazing job. It was a good chance the back one had been clogged up for many years. And so I just want to say on the show, we're going to get into cars in just a minute. That's where we're going tomorrow to get rid of some of this weight. We're going to have a good show tomorrow. It's going to be live. We're going to talk about cars in the fall and get our minds sort of back down home into fall is coming, and we have so much to be thankful for that with all of the evil in the world, we just don't want to miss it, no matter what that evil is. We want to make sure we're not missing days, worried about the evil, giving it any more strength than it needs. A lot of people talk about not discussing the names or saying the names of people who commit these types of crimes and things, but you know, the other thing is you don't give the evil any kind of credit either. Yeah. You don't let it take over every second of your life and watch the media and be afraid. You can't do that. And so I just want to say to all the people who knew, which was very few because it just came on, it was supposed to be exploratory and it turned into something a lot more. Please make sure, guys, that you're checking. My cholesterol was slightly elevated for 20 years, and it would go back and forth. My blood pressure was slightly elevated for about 3 years, and I just got blood pressure pill 2 years ago. So salt, sodium, all that stuff, all my blood tests look fine. You know, Jeff, I'm a pretty fit guy. So a lot of it's genetics, but you need to stay up to date. If your cholesterol is even borderline, I would just ask, don't fight it. Go in and talk to your doctor and get a plan. And if he doesn't give you one, talk to another doctor. It's just some people don't take a lot of it to have problems. So not to scare everybody on here, I'm going to be fine. I actually can breathe better than I can remember. Wow. I'm being quite honest with you. So thank you for the prayer, the love. The doctor said it was a miracle, the way my heart was formed, the way the upper valve chamber was, the arteries that came off, they didn't separate. They stayed together as two separate ones, and for that reason, the lower of the two top arteries could not clog. Only the top one was 90%, and the right carotid artery in the back of it was, I'm not doing any justice, whatever it's called. The back right one was actually 100%. So three stents later, I'm really excited about the opportunity for new life and breathing like I can and wondering what I can do physically down the road. And I'm also open to knowing the future holds a lot of bright things for this type of disease. And so I just want to tell Central Virginia, everybody who knew this, thank you guys so much. Wasn't really going to do it on the air, but I just want to let you all know that's why there have been a few reruns in a row here. And I just love you guys. The support is unlike I'd ever seen in my life. And I just want to say thank you, everybody.
Well, Stan, that is the first that anybody here knows about it. I certainly didn't share it with anybody. Didn't feel it was my place, although obviously I knew, and you and I were in contact throughout this. I think it's wonderful that here you are. I mean, you're Stan. I mean, no other way to describe it. You're just Stan, man. And here you are comparing it to the car shop. Now, I want to know, do they put one of those nifty stickers on your forehead so you know, oh, I got to go back every 3,000 heart pumps or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't get that, but I do have a lot of good follow-ups. I have a lot of stickers I took home with me, so to speak, for follow-ups. And, you know, so they have a really good plan. First 14 days are a big deal. This is today marks 7.5 days right now. Okay. Next 14 is just making sure that the stents take well. Okay. I am on a blood thinner, some other things, aspirin a day. But, you know, the biggest thing is it was completely unexpected. I had for about 2 weeks, believe it or not, I had a pretty burning pain in the top upper part of my chest and the back of my chest, like in between my lungs. And it was only when I exerted myself. I walk around the rest of the day, I feel perfect. I exerted myself and hit there. That was the only sign, and I really didn't have the go that Stan normally has, you know. So it just felt different than anything I ever has in my life, and that's the one thing I'll say. I'm glad I went to the ER the Friday before last. I went to the one on 301. I've never been treated better, and they sent me for a stress test last week. Yep. I was supposed to go to D.C. That trip got canceled to the 17th, and for somehow they had an opening that morning. Thank God I went in, and then Friday they did the surgery. So, here I go, Dr. Forrest, just a big shout-out to them. Everybody over there did amazing, and just wanted to thank them. And then for cars, guys, we are into the fall.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to talk about some of this tomorrow. I know we're running out of time, Jeff, but I cannot wait to get into the cars. Fall is a week away. That's sad. A week and 2 days.
I know. Oh, yeah. Well, let me say this, and I will say it in front of everybody. I don't think I have ever been happier to hear your voice and to be able to share your voice. I just think the world of you. I think you probably have picked up on that throughout the years, but I know as a guy who cares about you, that you give 110% of the time. So for you to actually acknowledge, hey, maybe I should listen to that crazy old Uncle Jeff who said, you should go to the doctor. Cut him out. Go to the doctor. Go let them take care of you.
You did, too. You advised me. You told me, you know, they're incredibly smart. They're called
right.
heart doctors.
That's right. I reminded you, God made doctors really, really smart. So trust them. Trust him. He knows what he's doing.
Well, the support, though, of people that you love, like you just texted me, like literally play by play, how are you doing? You know, just, I'll be honest, this is something I've never been through, and I can't remember a time where I've been more afraid by myself. I'm not really a person who gets afraid of much, but when you leave your wife and you think it's going to be exploratory, and you walk into that operating room and you see this table, and you're wide awake the whole time when they do stents, by the way. Oh. So you're seeing all of it. And so I'll just say, when I was extremely alone, I literally forgot for about, I don't know, 10 seconds to tell God that I was fearful. And, I was on the table and I just told God, you know, I don't feel you. Where are you? And God didn't ever leave us. And, I said, please, you know, let me just, and I felt his presence immediately. And I just say, it's a blessing to be able to be in a place where you can let go of that and just not feel, immediately did not feel lonely anymore. And it was such an uplifting experience for me, because we forget to call on him a lot of times, and he should be the first, not the last. So all of you guys who have kids like I did, about the, going into this again, I had to remove Trevor from the shop. He was completely devastated. The college kids across this country were throwing up. Yep. They were upset, and he's a strong young man, and he's not the only one. And so I'm just going to say, I got on the phone and prayed with him, and just, you know, and try to get his mind right and explain to him that we are not. You know, the governor did a really good job today. I'm going to be done in just a second. I just want to remind everybody out there, if I could just drop a little knowledge, we were never meant to take some of the things that we're seeing in this lifetime. I was never meant to go through my son's addiction issue, I was by myself. And you have to give that to somebody who knows how to handle it. It's not us. You have to have friends to help go through that. You have to have God to go through that. And so when I hand those things over, I told him the same thing. I said, Trevor, we're not meant to. You can pick up your phone and see 15,000 people die in a second. Like, we're never programmed ever to know how to handle that. And you should not be watching it. And he regrets he watched the video. I don't recommend anybody. You're not missing anything except for complete horror and just, from what I understand, like something you don't want to see. So just keep in mind, we're not programmed to do that. Hand that stuff over to God and be there for your kids, because I promise you, there's a lot of people who probably haven't even thought about their kids who have gone to college. This man influenced a lot of people on both sides of the party. Mm-hmm. There are people who are on the right and left who are sad today, who love debating him, who just love the sport of debating and weren't ever thinking about killing somebody. So please look for your young ones. Have that conversation with them. Let's not be void right now and hang on a little tighter.
I love it. Well, listen, Stan, we love you, and looking forward, of course, to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in the garage with Stan Andruski. And while you're over there hugging people at the Andruski household, you know, you hug all the usual suspects. Give Trevor a big hug as well, because we think the world of that young man. We'll be talking with you soon. That is Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, and the host of the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski, which airs tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. right here, 446 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 450 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. The weather, well, the weather is the weather, right? I mean, it's going to be toasty. It's going to be cool. What are we looking at here? I just try to, we're back up kind of toasty over the next week or so. And then let's just say toasty. I'll leave it at that. Tomorrow, man, we're looking at clouds and sun, but a high of 81. And Sunday is looking okay. You know, sunshine, 81. That's nice. And as Stan pointed out, man, we're a week and a half away from the official start of fall. Kind of crazy, huh? We've got John Reed joining us at 5:05, the Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate. John is a subject of discussion. Well, big subject of discussion. Ghazala Hashmi, who has been hiding like nobody's business as they play in Where's Waldo with her, she had technically she called it a press conference, but the press wasn't invited, except for the couple of people who were invited, pre-screened, pre-cleared, put in a room, doors locked, shades drawn sort of thing. It's a little bizarre when you think about it. She won't show up for any debates. She won't talk about any issues. I'm waiting for her to condemn the Democrats who are celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. Haven't heard anything from her on that. Haven't heard anything from Abigail Spanberger on that either. As Democrats are celebrating the murder of this young man, 31 years old, leaves behind two little babies. How do you celebrate somebody? You're a sick, twisted individual if you're celebrating that. I'm just telling you right now, you're a vile excuse for a human being if you're celebrating that. Shame on you. Absolute shame on you. And I'll let John know, Monday afternoon at 3:05, my friend Tony Martin from New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End, is going to be with me. He, at his store, has a sign supporting Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares, and now he's receiving threats as a result of having that sign posted. That is shameful right there. Let me ask you, Germ, I know we've got the sound from Phoenix Air Traffic Control. If you could pull that up, it doesn't run that long, but you know that the vice president and his wife accompanied the body of Charlie Kirk, as well as Charlie's widow. I don't know if Charlie's children were there. God only knows. But this is what it sounded like when Air Force Two landed at Sky Harbor in Phoenix.
Visual 26, South 1585, Phoenix Fan, wind 2409, runway 26, good line.
Clear line 26, Southwest 1565.
Welcome home, Charlie. You didn't deserve it. May God bless your family.
Wow. Charlie Kirk touched millions of people. And despite the nonsense that's being pushed and pimped and perpetrated out there by leftists, the man was not a Nazi. The man didn't seem to hate anybody. All he wanted to do was chat and talk and discuss and debate. What I find really disturbing, funny in a very twisted way, are these self-serving Democrats right now saying, well, you know, now's the time for us to discuss things. Yeah, somebody killed the guy who wanted to discuss things. The guy who spent the last how many years going around discussing things, debating things. It's shameful. It's evil. Bill O'Reilly at 5:35 will discuss Charlie and our call to confront evil. It's 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.